Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. A new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
to God, worship His holy, holy name. Thank you so much for joining the Family Church of Jesus Christ. I am the one and only, just as you are the one and only. I am the Apostle Reverend Robin Cabish, called of God. You are called of God. And we thank you so much for joining us today. Great things are happening. God gave me a song, a little tune, a few years back. Great things are happening. Great things are happening. Trust in the Lord. Yeah. Trust in the Lord. Just trust in the Lord today. We have a great program for you today. As always, God is good. Contact us there. If you're online, you see that the website is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com or the Gmail, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. Our office phone, 918-381-0254. Thank you again for joining us. We have a very special guest today here in the United States of America and in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have our special sister, April Martino. She is an awesome word, a lady of God. She has a great message for us from the Holy Spirit today. And without further ado, I want to bring her on and say, hello, Sister April. How are you?
Good morning, Robin. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. I'm really excited to share my testimony. It has been a while. So, I guess I'll just get started. Are you ready?
Well, we thank you for joining us, Sister April, and we know that God's word will carry across this world today Amen. And even in the future as people hear this broadcast. So take it away, sir.
Okay. Well, I grew up without a father, and my mother was a struggling single mom who had drug addiction problems. And all of those factors kind of shaped me to have a very low self-esteem. So no matter how good my grades were, no matter how many people told me that I was pretty or that told me that they loved me, I felt dumb. I felt like I wasn't good enough, and I never felt truly loved. I felt like a burden on people around me. By the time I was 14, I was experimenting with drugs. By 17, I was using really heavy drugs with my mom. by the time I was 18, my boyfriend and I were selling drugs, and I started my career going in and out of jail about 20 times, usually for drug charges. I managed in this time to give birth to my two daughters, but by the time I was in my mid-20s, I was in a really dark place. The drugs had taken their toll on my mind and my body. I knew who Jesus was, but I did not follow him and did not know any of the words. All I knew was that he had died for me, but it had never really made an impact on my life. By this time, I knew, since we were cooking meth and selling drugs, that it was only a matter of time before I went to prison. I didn't know what was happening to me. I just thought that I was losing my mind. I was actually oppressed heavily by the devil, and demons were tormenting me night and day. I began to lose touch with reality and found myself scared almost to the point of death. God warned me in a dream to get my life together, but I did not listen to him. In 2008, I ended up in jail facing 21 years for manufacturing meth. I had lost my kids and wanted to kill myself. It was so much that I couldn't bear it. I was having panic attacks, and the emotions were just, it was just too real to deal with all the consequences of losing everything, being separated from family, being stuck in jail. It was really overwhelming, really scary. That's when God stepped in immediately and was there for me. And through Christians began to minister to me. Other Christians would come in and have worship services. So I went there just to find peace because I was losing it. I was just falling apart. So I would go to these services and watch the other Christians worship, and I could just see the peace and the love. And the pastors started preaching forgiveness, and I was like, you mean God could forgive me, even though I just lost my kids and was a horrible mom and all of the things that I had done? God forgave me. I stepped up. I received forgiveness for all of my sins. And it was just unbelievable. I felt peace for the first time. I realized that he loved me and accepted me no matter how many mistakes I had made. He gave me a whole new life. Things changed at that point. I thought that I had completely failed. He said that I have a testimony now. I had never had anything that was good or had anything to give to people, and he's now telling me I have a testimony that I've overcome all these things. And I'm just now getting to jail facing 21 years. So that's when I learned the scripture that if any man is in Christ, in Corinthians, it says he is a new creation. I desperately wanted to be new. He taught me to leave my old life behind and to hold on to him. There were a lot of things that he had me let go of, but it was nothing compared to who was with me now. He restored my mind and my body, and I found out that Jesus had defeated all the powers of darkness, and that in him I now had authority over them now, according to Luke 9 and 10. For the first time in my life, I felt really wanted. He wanted me. The whole time, I just didn't know how good he was. Zephaniah 3:17 says that he delights in us. Most people have never experienced being delightful in someone's eyes. But once you taste that kind of love, it's nearly impossible to turn away from. As I studied his word, I found so many amazing treasures that I had no idea were written in there. There were a ton of scriptures about captivity, and I found out that God doesn't even really want us in captivity. He wants us free. So I read a book that taught me to write out petitions to the Lord, and I asked him to free me from jail according to the word of God. So I wrote my prayer, and I followed it up with scriptures where he says that if I turn to him and repent of all my sins, that he would set me free and deliver me. That's really what the whole Bible was about. I just had no idea. So I started praying those, and I repented to the Lord, and I even told him that if he set me free from jail, that I would tell people how great he was. This is just my, you know, newly saved mind. And this was the first time I experienced a miracle and answered prayer. After sitting in jail for 7 months, studying the word and praying, after I started writing these petitions, within 1 week, I got out of jail miraculously. And so even though I was facing these big charges, he supernaturally set me free. And for over a year, I got to be reunited with my children and feel like I was a mom for the first time that wasn't losing her mind. I got to have them on the weekends and take them to church and pray with them and enjoy them and actually be present with my children. It was glorious. It was a blessing. It was one of the sweetest times of my life, that 1 year that I got to spend with them. I eventually did have to go back to prison for 4 years, but it was Holy Spirit-filled time where I learned fellowship with my sisters. I worked in the chapel. God built me up in that 4 years and separated. It was really a good time to separate from all the former things. It got me away from family and friends and all of those things that had influenced me. And I just learned to trust in him and to walk with him. And he raised me up, gave me a position in the church to speak. Just incredible how I went from being so fearful, afraid of everything, losing my mind. Everyone made fun of me because they thought, I mean, I had lost my mind, that I needed to be in mental health court or something because I had really lost touch reality. I was hearing voices. I did not know what was real and what wasn't real at one point. I wasn't even really mentally sound enough to work in a fast food restaurant when I first got out. I mean, that was difficult for me. And through that time, God raised me up to where I was speaking in front of the church, which is something I would never do. Just filled me with the Holy Spirit and gave me a new boldness, gave me a calling, a purpose, all of these things, which I never imagined having before. I didn't think I was anything. I was just a drug addict, you know, a criminal. And now, you know, I have a purpose and I have a place in the church, and God was using me to minister to other people. It was just crazy, crazy blessings. Yes, God poured out in my life in that 4 years.
Wow, Sister April. Yeah. Hallelujah. We definitely, yes. Sister, just say, you know, according to Ephesians 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, where he loved me, where he loved you. What an awesome testimony. We will definitely have you back on here in a couple weeks to continue your testimony and now what you are doing for the Lord. But our time is just about up. Would you please share about 30 seconds to encourage someone and then close us in prayer, please?
Yes, absolutely. I just want you to know that no matter how far you feel like you've gone, how far away, what you've done, God does not care. He has already paid for all your sins to be forgiven. He is just waiting on you to turn to him. You have authority over all those enemies that are torturing you, over all the fear, over all of those things. When you turn to him, you just say the name of Jesus. Every single thing that's in your life has to bow to the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray over each one of these people that are listening. Show them who you are, Lord Jesus. reveal yourself to them in a powerful way. Fill them with your spirit. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Wasn't that awesome? We want to hear your prayer requests, praise reports, how you've been set free from this wonderful testimony today. Well, I must go. Until Friday, God bless you all. And remember, God's love will never fail you. Thank you, Sister April.
Thank you so much.
Blessed.